SourceTrunk, your trunkload of open source.
Hi, and welcome to SourceTrunk episode 96, recorded on the 30th of January 2014. This podcast will try to show the listeners the more practical examples of open source and free software. I will do this by taking selected open source software and give it a little test run. With this episode, I'll be drinking a Zwollemse triple, and Zwollem is a region near Ghent. Well, it's not really near Ghent, it's like 30 kilometers from here, or 20, I'm not sure. But it's a beautiful region to have walks and strolls. And after a very long walk in a beautiful surrounding, it is good to sit down in a pub and ask for a Zwollemse triple, which is a very nice triple, not too old. It is. It has started in May 2003, so it's a very new beer. On the label of the beer, we see all the counts of Flanders, Namur, and Zottegem. They were the people who reigned over Zwollem. They were the monarchs of Zwollem. And next to them, there is a text which says they looked at it, they saw it was good, they tasted it, and they enjoyed a lot. Which, well, is, I think, a very good description of the beer. So, off with its head. I've put this one in the freezer. Never ever put a good beer in the freezer. Not even if you forgot to put it into the fridge and would still have it cool down very quickly. Don't do it. It's bad. I just did it and, well, it's not good. But anyway, I wanted to review this beer and enjoy it at the same time. So it had to be cool enough to be able to enjoy it. I'm drinking it in a high glass, a high round glass, which is a Korsendonk glass. It's the best glass for this type of triple. And of course, I poured it in just as I should do it. Perfect. Just a little sip. Just as I remember from a walk in the Zwollem region we did, I think, a year ago. And when I had this beer, it is lovely. It's really lovely. It is a, well, a nice triple. It's 8% alcohol. It has, I think, a lot of yeast in it. I should look it up. Look it up for yourself. Even better if you can order a Zwollemse triple anywhere near you, or you can have it delivered, and it's not too expensive to have it delivered to you, please do. It is a very nice triple, not well known, and very even a bit of a sweet taste, not too bitter, not too triply, as we say. Okay, good. Enough about beer. Let's go.
Web applications.
RoundCube. What is it? RoundCube is a browser-based multilingual IMAP client with an application-like user interface. It provides full functionality you expect from an email client, including MIME support, address book, folder manipulation, message searching, and spell checking. Okay, so it is just a webmail application. And, well, that doesn't define it correctly. It is, I think, one of the best open source browser-based IMAP clients you can find. In episode 27, a long time ago, I did an episode on Squirrel Mail, which was my webmail I still used until 2 weeks ago, when I decided to give RoundCube a try. And I'll go over the features and you'll understand why RoundCube is, well, magnificent. Just hang on, it is not as long as you would expect, but the features that are in RoundCube are fabulous. It is available in over 70 languages. Drag and drop message management. You know, it's browser-based, but drag and drop, that's cool. Full support for MIME and HTML messages. Sophisticated privacy protection. Compose messages with attachments. Multiple sender identities. Full feature address book with groups and LDAP connectors, find as you type address book integration, rich text HTML message composing, forwarding messages with attachments, searching messages and contacts, threaded message listing, IDNA support, spell checking, IMAP folder management, shared global IMAP folders, support for external SMTP server, support for access control lists, built-in caching for fast mailbox access, unlimited users and messages, template system for custom skins, and yes, a plugin API for flexible extensions. Remember that last one, because I'll get back on that one. Those are the features immediately built into Roundcube. The planned features are something to, keep in mind. There is support for PGP and S/MIME encryption on the way, online calendar module, saved mail and address book searches, keyboard shortcuts, attachment previews, import-export functions, canned response templates, responsive skin for mobile devices. I'll get back on that as well, because we already have something for that, and an admin interface. So that are the planned features. If you're interested, you should have a look at the development roadmap at roundcube.net, but I'll get back to that. Okay, so usage. I use it now as my default mail client. I have been struggling with Squirrel Mail quite a lot lately because, it doesn't evolve. It has stopped evolving, I think, years ago. It's a very good lightweight webmail client, but now, it can't compete with the modern ways of dragging and dropping in a browser-based application. And Roundcube is all about the dragging and the dropping and the neat and fast responsive interface. So yes, that is why I am now using Roundcube. But why would I use a web mail client in the first place? Because it's better to use something like Thunderbird or all the other good clients that are out there. But yes, if you, as I, sometimes are at a place where you don't have IMAP connections because firewall is blocking those ports, corporates most of the time will block those ports, SMTP is blocked, and so on, you need something on the HTTP port, which is a web mail client. And of course, you need something good for that. Roundcube is perfect. It just replaces all the functionality I need in a good email client application. Now again, it is an IMAP client, which means for those of you who don't have their own IMAP server or SMTP server, you don't need one. You need a web server with PHP and MySQL or SQLite or MS SQL or PostgreSQL as a backend, and that's enough for you to use this webmail interface, and you can point it to every IMAP server you can imagine. That's the beauty of it. If you have an IMAP server and you have a web server somewhere that can connect to each other, you can use Roundcube as your webmail client everywhere you have port 80 open. So you don't necessarily need an IMAP server yourself. It's a client, but it's web-based and it runs on a server. And the server requirements are not that high. For the web server, you need at least an Apache, a LightTTPD, Cherokee, or Hiawatha web server. Most of you will just have an Apache server. PHP is then necessary. And then as a backend, MySQL, PostgreSQL, SQLite, or MS SQL database. And of course, an IMAP server, not from yourself necessarily, but an IMAP server that you know of, or an SMTP server that you know of. Okay. Now, the installation itself is pretty simple. You just download a package to your server. It's just a PHP package. You unpack it, you configure your database, and you browse to the installation folder of Roundcube. Then the installer will show you all the modules that could be missing. Most of the time, you will just see green little cubes to tell you everything is okay. And then you can create your complete configuration completely web-based. You know, all the stuff like your product name, support URL, skin logo. Yes, Roundcube can be used as a, let's say, corporate webmail as well. It's pretty good, but I'll get back on the corporate stuff. Stuff like which port it should use to connect to IMAPs, if it should auto-create users, which is a very nice feature. You can have your user auto-create themselves if the IMAP server has that information already. That's just marvelous. You don't have to do anything. And sometimes you might want to disable this option just to install the users, configure the users yourself. But it could be, it's something I used and it works beautifully out of the box. And that's it. Then you have your round cube. I'm not going to dwell too long on this, but the interface is beautiful. It is, you'll see on the website itself of Roundcube that the interface is neatly done. Everything is in the right spot. Your inboxes and drafts and sent on the left. Your complete list of mails neatly in front of you with your mails in HTML viewable with the images, who it's from, with a picture, all that good stuff. The thing that I like the most about Roundcube is it is fast. It is very, very fast for a webmail client. It auto-updates. You can see the mails coming in live without you refreshing things. It's nice. It's really beautiful. It is stylish. It is simple. It is fast. That's the most important thing I can tell about Roundcube. Everything is just pretty well lined out and designed. This is fun to work with. I should have downloaded Roundcube long time ago. Not to say something about Squirrel Mail, but this is the bomb. If you're looking for a webmail client, I'm not going to tell too much about it. You just have to discover it for yourself. It is everything that you wanted in a webmail client, right out of the box. You can search, full text search on your mail. You can collapse, thread, set on priority, sort, mark, multi-mark everything as read or just a selection, reply all, refresh, do a very good settings management. It's good. It is really, really, really good. But you should see it for yourself. It is nicely done. And I've seen quite my share of mail clients and webmail clients and proprietary webmail clients. And well, this is the best one I've seen yet. And really kudos for the person who has designed the interface, who has put thought in where which button should be put. It is intuitive, and yes, I'm going to say it again, it is fast. Really nicely done. Okay, now, I talked about the plugin interface. There is effectively a plugin interface, an API plugin repository available, and that is something you should look at when you're done playing around with Roundcube, because maybe there's something in the plugin repository that could even make it more appealing to you. Stuff for authentication, for example, you could authenticate with LDAP. You could have a keep me logged in that is really persistent. Two-step Google verification, for example. I'm just picking some of them out. Some general plugins, Google Analytics. Yes, that's exactly what you should do. Move over from Google Mail to get rid of Google Analytics, and then just embed Google Analytics in your Roundcube. Yeah, well, that's, if you would like that, you could. There is Ubuntu Unity integration if you would like that as well. Custom logos, stuff like that. Dovecot impersonate, so you can impersonate as another user using the Dovecot master user feature, just to show you that there is a lot of weird stuff you could use. Improved security, it is already pretty secure, but you could have a recapture or an anti-brute force plugin in that. Plugins for mail composition. If you would have an attachment reminder, for example, a plugin that prompts you if it looks like you want to attach a file but you didn't, which is creepy, but it exists. Different plugins for different sorts of mail views, HTML5 notifiers, Marcus junk stuff, bug headers, audio attachments, a lot of stuff for address book. For example, Cardiff backend, Cardiff plugin. There are people, persons who already are linking their Roundcube to OwnCloud. Can you imagine? This is perfect. You just organize everything in one central repository and you can have Roundcube take advantage of that. Different plugins for message sending, multiple SMTP servers. Vacation stuff, even the first attempts on a calendar. There is a calendar plugin with SQL and Colab drivers. And as I said, complete integration with OwnCloud as well and so on. And even a POP3 fetchers if you want to download emails from POP3 accounts. Okay, then there's a lot. There is really a lot. But it's all plugin based and that's good. If you don't like what you installed, you just remove it and Roundcube is just as it was before. I have to keep track of the time because otherwise I would blabber about. I'll put a link on SourceTrunk how you can combine OwnCloud and Roundcube. And of course, all the links I've mentioned so far, like for example, the plugin repository and so on. Okay, the authors. The project leader and head developer is Thomas Bruderli. Brett Patterson is a forum administrator. Adam Grelk is a track administrator. And Jeroen van Meeuwen is the mailing list administrator. The availability, well, it's available on all the servers I just described, I think, 10 minutes ago. You can get it from roundcube.net and the license is GPL version 3. You can support it by going to roundcube.net contribute. There is a whole list of things you can do, like contributing to the application itself. And of course, if you don't feel like programming or doing anything, but just leaving a nice support check, you can do that by donating to this wonderful project. The Android pick, yes. Well, I think I discovered this 3 minutes before I wanted to record this episode because I remembered I did not have an Android pick for this episode. So I just went for the Play Store and looked for Roundcube. And of course, there was a Roundcube application. Now, it was a bit mind-boggling because Roundcube is a webmail server, so what application could help me here? This one, because it's an app which will connect to the Roundcube interface and it will do all the stuff that Roundcube does, like fetching your mail via IMAP from your server and sending it via SMTP from your server, which means you can use and read your mail in a very nice application, but the IMAP communication and the SMTP communication is not done on your phone. It is completely done in the backend on your server. So you can send and receive mails from everywhere where you have an internet connection and just browse capabilities. And it's beautiful. You now have your mail, perfect mail client on your device without needing something like a special SMTP server and so on and so on. It's perfect. It's really, really, really perfect. Okay, listener feedback. Thanks for the nice feedback about the episode on Scratch. Quite some users did not know of this application and are using this to teach their children to, well, program. I even got feedback from hardcore programmers who started to scratch themselves just to see what it was all about, and they were delighted. So that is perfect. Also, FOSDEM. Yes, it is FOSDEM time. FOSDEM is a free event that offers open source communities a place to meet, share ideas, and collaborate. And now FOSDEM is in 2 days in Brussels. That's why I tried to get a episode out of the door now, because normally I would do that on a Sunday or a Monday, but I really had to get it out because, well, I just want to to say something about FOSDEM. It is in Brussels. I am not going because, I have a, let's say, family, and I'm very busy, and that would be overkill, but you surely can go. There will be dev rooms, 5,000 plus hackers, 510 good lectures, lightning talks, open source, and of course, Belgian beer. There will be a Friday beer event in the Delirium Cafe around 6 o'clock-ish. So if you can, join FOSDEM in Brussels. I'll put a link on SourceTrunk, or just go to FOSDEM on your Google application and you'll see what it's all about. Have a very nice and wonderful time for all the people who will be attending. Okay, let's wrap it up. Leave your comments on SourceTrunk.com or mail me directly via SourceTrunk@gmail.com. You can also find me as GnuDimi on Identica, Twitter or Google+. I'm leaving you with People Got a Lot of Nerve by Nico Case. Thanks for your time and good hunting. So the same says an elephant never forgets, standing in the concrete gate, so inside and insane. They walked over the ocean. Turn around, it took half your leg and both your lungs. But I craved eye hearts of sharks, I know you know it. I'm a man, 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 man eater. But still you're surprised, prize, prize when I eat ya. Yes, I'm a man, man, man.